Welcome back to Blue Skies and Green Pastures. Today we're going to talk about why is Gnosticism gaining ground? New versions of ancient Gnosticism have been attracting followers again for at least the past 100 years. And this coincides with the development of New Age religions and Eastern religions and just all kinds of religions. And the resurgence of paganism and other alternatives to orthodox religions like Christianity and Judaism and Islam. So I don't believe that I know what's in everyone's mind and why they want to check out these alternative religions, but I do have a couple theories that I thought I might share today. So I think one of the reasons is that people just like to be different. Some people are just instinctively rebel against doing what everyone else is doing, and they look for alternatives because they just assume that the most popular thing is probably not the thing that they would be interested in. So they go looking for a spiritual experience. And when they do this, they might find Gnosticism, or they may find some other religion. So cults and alternatives have always been around, and you can go anywhere on the spectrum from super strict to, you know, sex, love, and hippies. But when it comes to Gnosticism, I think a few of the things that appeal are the more feminine nature of the religion, even though there's more than one kind of Gnosticism. So I'm not saying they're all the same, but they all do seem to have some similarities. And some of them probably do have a lot of sex in them that we don't. Some of them have no sex. Celibacy and asceticism is one end of the spectrum, and total licentiousness is the other. And it was like that in the Bible times as well. And if you compare that to Christianity, you will find that it is very normalized, as in the main, you know, definition of the word norm. And that it has an established doctrine, it has a book of scripture, and nothing is to be added or taken away from that book. And it even ends with that particular admonishment at the end of the book of Revelation that, you know, you better not take anything away or add anything to it. So Christians believe that everything we need to know about God is in the Bible, and if there's something that we don't know, we are just to trust that God knows best. His ways are higher than our ways, and we believe that He is a good God, and we believe that He shows that through the way He interacts with us in our daily lives. And of course, some people would say the opposite, but that's another topic. So Gnosticism comes in many different versions, as I said, and I think it appeals to some because it offers a way to spiritual enlightenment that is more personalized because it is based on direct experience with God, and it is it's more mystical, and it has a very imaginative story behind it, which I'm not going to go into. If you're watching this video and you're into Gnosticism, then you already know that the religion, it could easily be put into a video game or a movie or a science fiction book because it's pretty creative. And I don't think we could say the same about Christianity. I don't think anybody would think up the story that's in the Bible because it just doesn't make people look good, and it's all about, you know, human failures, and, you know, it wouldn't make a very good story, except for the fact that of the hero who is Jesus. Of course, Gnostics don't believe in Jesus the same way that Christians do. So I would say that Gnosticism, and this is not just my opinion, this is true, is the same deception that Eve fell for in the Garden of Eden. And people have been falling for this same type of deception since the beginning. And what deception is that? It is the idea that we can't trust God. And Gnostics literally believe that the God who created the world was the bad guy, the demiurge, that the real God never intended to create a physical world. So in the Garden of Eden, the devil made Eve doubt God's goodness. He asked her, did God really say that? And then he suggested an alternative view of what God said. So he told her that if she ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that she would be wise like God. And, you know, she fell for it. And that was the cause of the corrupt world that we live in. That's what Christianity teaches. It teaches that the serpent deceived Eve into willingly disobeying God, which is a very different story than Gnosticism. So I think it's obvious that the enemy of the truth, also called the accuser and the father of lies, was ready and waiting to attack the early church after Jesus was crucified and went back to the Father. The Gnostic teachers were his foot soldiers, and they helped draw new converts and seekers away from the apostles' newly formed churches. So this is why the Apostle Paul and Peter and Jude and Jesus warned about false teachers, because they knew they were there at that time, and they knew that they would continue coming, because the truth of the gospel is in direct opposition to the devil. So these Gnostics were teaching even then that Jesus did not have a physical body, that he was not resurrected, and that the physical world was not created by God, and it was therefore evil. So they came up with a whole new story, and these are the same stories that are accepted in Gnosticism today. We call them heresies. So as I will explain later, the point about Jesus having a physical body is critical to Christian doctrine. So the following quote explains the very different goals of Gnosticism. And this is by Elaine Pagels, the author of the Gnostic Gospels and Beyond Belief. And she points out that there are three essential strands to the esoteric message of Christ, as revealed in the Gnostic Gospels. Number one, self-knowledge is knowledge of God. The highest self and the divine are identical, according to them. And number two, the living Jesus of the Gnostic Gospels speak of illusion and enlightenment, not sin and repentance. And number three, that Jesus is presented in these Gnostic Gospels not as Lord and Savior, but as spiritual guide. So as you can see, very different from Christianity. Jesus says in the Christian Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And he says this in John 14:6. This is probably the most important verse in the Bible. And Jesus said that he did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. So why would he need to save us if there was no such thing as sin and judgment? So, and he also stated explicitly that he knew he was going to be crucified. So the offer of salvation is for all who will humbly believe. And Jesus said that you need to have faith like a child, not secret insider knowledge like the Gnostics believe. So the gospel is a concept that many people are willing to accept just by faith. But some may have questions, and they may want to, you know, some help in understanding more about why did Jesus have to be, you know, sacrificed? Why did Jesus have to die on the cross for our sins? And you may have heard the saying, God sacrificed himself to himself to save us from himself. Well, this is not accurate, because God did not sacrifice himself. Instead, Jesus was crucified by humans. But when this was done, this was a propitiation for the sins of the world. And yes, God knew this was going to happen, and it was part of the plan, and it had to happen. It was the only way that we could be saved. So if you want to read a really good explanation of that, I suggest you go to gotquestions.blog/didgodsacrificehimself. And you can read a really good list, you know, that explains every step of God's plan, because it's not an intuitive plan. And if you don't understand God's holiness, and you don't understand why blood must be shed for the remission of sins, and there are still going to be some things that we just don't understand, but you can still read that explanation and maybe it'll help you. I think the growth of New Age spirituality, paganism, and Gnosticism is a desire to know God without going to church, not going to the regular church. And so I think a lot of free thinkers, or, you know, just alternative spirituality people, they're searching for God, but something about them just makes them reject the God of the Bible. And I'm sure some of my I'm sure some Christians would say, well, that's just because they're sinners. Well, yes, they are sinners. Anyone who rejects Jesus is a sinner, but we're all sinners, those of us who have believed in Jesus are sinners that have been forgiven. So Christians are not the judge of the world. So I think it's important that we give these Gnostics a chance to find God the right way. So my second reason for thinking that Gnosticism is becoming popular is that the rationalism of the Enlightenment, I think, actually pushed people towards a type of a religion that involves knowledge, which is gnosis rather than faith. So it's almost like Gnosticism is kind of a scientific, supernatural version of religion. It's really not scientific, because you can't prove it, but it is based on this idea of knowledge. And just like scientists claim to, you know, have more knowledge than everyone else, so do these Gnostics. So I think that as long as people try to deny that they are sinners, it will be impossible for them to accept that Jesus was punished for their sins, because that makes them feel shame. We feel bad when we know that someone was tortured and died for us, but we should feel thankful that God in his great mercy provided this way for us to be saved. And when we fully realize how awesome God's grace is, we will have no other option but to love him. And we will be filled with God's love when we are born again. Love for God and love for others. So the Christian idea of gnosis would be the state of knowing that Christ died for you. So when you understand that Christ died for you, then your heart is at a point where you can accept, you can ask forgiveness for your sins. So you do need that moment where you believe. When you believe, that's when you ask God to save you. So I think the organized church and many individual Christians and corrupt, churches have done a lot that have turned people away from the organized Christian church. So we can't exclude Christians from the reason for the resurgence in Gnosticism. Of course, it's still, up to each individual to make that choice to follow Jesus, and we can't blame our lack of faith in God on anyone but ourselves. Even if the culture is pushing you away from God, you know in your heart that God is real, and when you have heard the gospel like you are hearing right now, you have no excuse. So here's just a few other possible reasons that people turn away from biblical Christianity. Maybe they were never discipled. So they might have gone to church, but they never really knew. They didn't learn enough about the Bible at the church they were attending. They weren't taught about the Holy Spirit. And so maybe they came up with some incorrect ideas about what the Bible means by the Holy Spirit. They don't know enough about ancient history to recognize these old recycled Greek and Roman pagan myths that are being, turned into modern Gnostic theories. Or maybe they have been explicitly raised and taught to believe that Christianity is a hateful religion full of hypocrites who only care about money. That's not true. Maybe they've had some bad experiences in church, or maybe they have incorrect expectations of Christianity from exposure to bad preaching, such as liberation theology or prosperity teaching. Sorry about the dog. I think these people have some spiritual longings, but they do not understand that they're looking in the wrong place, and they do not understand the amazing gift of grace that Jesus provided, and they think of God in terms of a mythical being rather than an actual being that has real power to judge them and that is going to come back to earth to judge the earth and all the people in it. And I think some people are not really seeking God, but maybe they are attracted to the creative, elaborate storylines and characters in the Gnostic story. Or maybe they've just met some people who are in that community and they were welcomed in and they just, it just felt good. So I think there's lots of reasons, and those are just a few of my theories. So please leave me some comments down below and tell me if you believe in Gnosticism, what led you to that religion, and I'd love to hear about your experience. So thanks for watching, and God bless.